The sharing of resources and services is part of a regional integration program launched 3 years ago, when Chinese President Xi Jinping held a symposium calling for integrated and coordinated development of Beijing, Tianjin, and Hebei. The program covers a variety of areas including healthcare, education, and the flow of human talents. In January, a pilot medical insurance scheme was officially launched, allowing people who worked in the capital but now live in Yanqiao in Hebei province to enjoy Beijing medical insurance at local hospitals in Yanqiao. They only need to pay 10% of the total medical bill just by swiping a card, instead of completing the payment through time-consuming medical reimbursements like in the past. Another highlight is the sharing of well-educated and experienced medical personnel between hospitals and clinics in Hebei and Beijing. Medical workers from the capital do not only take up patients from Tianjin and Hebei, but also make medical tours of local medical facilities to share their expertise. As such, more and more Hebei residents have chosen to see their doctors at nearby hospitals and clinics right at home. Yang Haiming with Hebei's Provincial Health and Family Planning Commission explained the convenience.
It's much easier for outpatients, and it cuts the financial burden of non-native outpatients. The system enables sharing in Hebei province of the quality medical resources of Beijing.
Apart from healthcare, sharing of education resources has also benefited people across the region. Tianjin has signed Beijing and Hebei into multiple education cooperation programs covering a variety of fields, while well-established higher learning institutions from the trial have joined hands in forming a joint innovation center for the entire region. Liu Yuhui, director of the Beijing Municipal Education Commission, explains the benefits of this cooperation.
Sharing of quality education resources is what I stress most in particular. On the one hand, it's the exporting of quality education resources as far as basic education is concerned. On the other, it's the collaborated upgrading of content and quality of education.
Many other public services, including those involving pensions, recognition of experts and more, are also following suit. Xu Shaoshi, head of China's top economic planner, said it's a beginning with outstanding achievements.
The stereotype for Beijing, Tianjin, and Hebei province minding their respective businesses on their own is shattered. Efforts are being pooled to strive for regional integration with collaborated development.
For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.